Well, hello there, Big Fatty.
Excuse me.
How is that eggnog? Is that delicious eggnog?
It is the holiday season, and there's nothing better than a sweetened beverage that came out of a chicken's butt. I'm sorry that the Unabomber is behind me here. So anyway,
I think we're going to need to work on our skits a little bit more. I don't think we've quite mastered the art of skittery yet.
Either that, or we're going to have to have some more eggnog.
Correct.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you. Oh! Is that a sweatshirt?
No! Jesus Christ, it's just a long sleeve. Why is everyone worried about my shirt? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 15th. 15th of November, 2021.
Halfway through.
Thank hydrogen. I am your host, the... have already taken 3 naps today and had coffee with someone in the hospital at 7 a.m., Mr. Larry H. Bader. You heard me. Mr. Larry H. Bader, that's...
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
What? I didn't click, I guess.
It must have been Noah you were in the hospital with.
Nah, we'll call him Ed. Anyway, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. With me is the one who should be in the hospital, but somehow isn't. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi!
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Larry H. Bader, the day after Old Coal Miners Week. Exhausted.
Right, and we have the Nip and Young Nicholas here in the studio audience.
They can't hear me, that makes this super interesting. It's a little one-sided conversation.
If they could hear you, they probably wouldn't be here.
How can they hear you but not us? If that's the microphone.
Oh, Vader can hear you. You just can't hear Vader.
Right.
Right. We know that.
Right. Uh-huh. Should we just live stream it so they can just sit there and listen on their transistor radios? Yeah, I mean, because, we'll just call them Vlad.
Stop it.
Oh, dear. That's how this is going to go. Y'all, I called Big Fatty yesterday to give him the Old Coal Miners Week update. And, y'all, he was outside putting up the Chroma lights. I can't talk to you. We are decorating. So now have the decorations been hung by the chimney with care?
Well, there are many things that are hung, but I don't have a chimney, and I don't care.
Okay.
I haven't told young Nicholas this, but my neighbor down the street, she and her husband and their kids were walking by, and she goes, Oh, I just love your decorations. They're lovely, Big Fatty. I said, thank you for calling. I worked very hard on them.
Now, was this the neighbor that makes charcuterie boards to go?
I don't know.
Cunty McCunt-Cunt.
I don't know.
Okay, well, perfect. Okay, because Mr. Pickle and I were debating ways to accidentally burn their house down the other day.
Oh!
So I hope it's not them. So, let's see. What else is going on? Y'all, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just back up.
Wait a second.
Hospital.
Wait. You said back up. But backup would not be named Rewind because that wouldn't make sense. So wait a minute. You said backup.
Ah!
There we go. It's called
what
tape.
What was it named?
Tape.
Okay.
Of course. So, y'all, yesterday was the finale of the Old Coal Miners Week, and my friend Ed, and Ed is 75. Well, Ed is 75 years old, to be clear.
Yes.
My friend Ed said, and Big Fatty's friend too. Although I think I probably know Ed a little bit better than Big Fatty.
Yes. You know him from 407.
I know him from 704 sometimes too.
And right.
And 407. But you've been with him a lot in 407. Anyway, one has any idea what we're talking about.
And 843.
And 843. It's true. But y'all. He called me on a Saturday morning and he said, on my way, you know, am I going to get to see you today? And I said, well, you know where I am. I'm at the coal mine. And he said, well, I'm bringing my friends. And what I didn't realize was that's code for his caretaker and her husband. But everyone at the coal mine was like, oh my gosh, he's going to make it on time for the big hootenanny. And I said, y'all, he probably was trying to make it on time for yesterday's hootenanny. He's just a day late. Anyway, y'all, I never saw Ed because he overdid it. He just overdid it, and he had a little incident, and so he had to be hauled away. But he was fine. He was fine. Mm-hmm. So he did.
Did the incident involve shitting his pants while he was running the Boston Marathon?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it just involved vomiting in a sink. But that's okay. Anyway, so our friend Big Ed is perfectly fine. They just wanted to check him out. I mean, that's perfectly fine. If someone, y'all, there was a lot of death this week. Y'all, I thought Big Fatty had bit the dust, but it wasn't. It was just his twin. I can't make fun of it because it was a very sad incident, but someone died this week. Let's just put it that way. And it was actually very sad.
Shall we cue up the Vera bagpipes?
No. Although appropriate. No.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you listen to the mix?
No.
Okay. Cause on this week's show, the co-founder of Pride 48 and host of the mix, who does not do it alone, Daniel Bieber, had some comments about things being fucked up on the LFC.
What? When? Oh, 2 weeks ago, I forgot to level 8 that show. Yeah, it was that one. That's why but I didn't care enough to go back and fix it.
Okay.
And
old Crooked Hat said he was proud that he has never listened to the LFC.
Oh, well, I'm also proud I haven't ever listened to that podcast he does, but I don't know its name. So,
Okay. Anyway.
The Geeky Larry or whatever it is. Yeah. So there you go. I know the Crooked Hat. I've met the Crooked Hat. I've chatted with the Crooked Hat on the villa porch.
Yes.
The only time I've ever listened to the Crooked Hat. No, y'all, I love the mix, and I like listening to it, but it's too long. It's too long. I just don't have that kind of time in my life. I don't listen. Okay. I don't listen to the mix. But I don't listen to any of the long podcasts, actually. None of the long form ones. I just like the short ones. With one exception. But anyway, so y'all,
is that
I
was Archer? Did you hear Archer
is he dead too?
No, but okay, he saw ghost or something in an orb. It was a religious experience for him.
I haven't heard that, but I'm sure it's in my y'all.
It was something about throwing his mother's ashes to the wind, and there was an orb with his grandfather and his grandmother and his great grandmother standing in front of a house that had a porch on the left hand side, and his grandmother was holding a baby, which he assumed was his mother. And they were there.
Okay, well.
I think he's had too much wine. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I must not have noticed that he had a little shoe, because I do subscribe to The Archer, and I thought I was caught up, but I guess I'm not. I guess I've... Last week, y'all, it was so busy. I worked so many hours last week. And the bones get weary the older you get. And
you have to put your feet up?
Y'all, I almost had to pump. That's how
I was
going to
say, that was my next question.
It was so busy at the coal mine. It was really good. It was one of the best old coal miners weeks I've had in 20 years. Okay. But yeah, it was really good. There were some foolishness, but that didn't have anything to do with me. And y'all, we almost lost Big Ed, and we lost Big Fatty's twin. And y'all, that really, we're joking about it because we've been expecting it for 20 years. But
well, I was going to ask, was it COVID?
By COVID, do you mean fat?
And by COVID, if it was COVID, we know he had an underlying condition. Well, actually, it was overlapping condition.
Right. Okay. Y'all, it was this gentleman, and no one cares about this, but y'all, he probably weighed 400 pounds.
At least.
But he's weighed 400 pounds for
400 years.
Yeah. And he was almost 80 years old. He's about to turn 80. So the way I look at it is, his friend who called to tell me said, for the love of God, don't mourn. He was grateful because he should have died 20 years ago, and he knew that.
He
so he was grateful that he was alive, and he had a great life, and that's true. But y'all, it just happened. He was actually the honoree of Big Coal Mine, and so he died less than 24 hours before he got the big award. And so,
right. And y'all, he's accepted awards for many people.
Right.
Hundreds of times.
Hundreds, but never for himself. He's never
and
gotten
it was
the award.
It was the one where he actually was getting the award dead.
Yeah. And so I made the announcement when I was playing the role of Big Fatty, and there was an audible gasp in the room, and that made me feel good. But yeah,
and
anyway,
by playing the role of Big Fatty and a gasp, does that mean that you farted?
For some reason, I'm a little delayed today on the sound. Well, but yeah,
I'm sure there'll be a
I'll fix that in post.
A review fix posted on the mix.
Oh, right. Well, they are very concerned about the quality of the LFC, more so than we are, which is,
you know, ironic. Well, I can assure you, I'm not concerned because I'm just the pretty one.
I can't play the crickets again. They have limits to how much they perform.
Can you see how excited the audience is to be here for this? The Nip is asleep, and Nicholas is chewing on his fingernails.
I keep forgetting the Nip is there because the soundboard covers the Nip, right, just exactly the Nip's face. So I only see his elbow. Oh. But that's okay. Oh, I'm okay with that.
You see his elbow.
Okay. Right. That's important. But yeah, so now, was it a quiet week in Lake Fatigan, or was it?
He got only one
up.
I do have only one eye.
he only has one eye.
I do only have one eye. So,
The other one's glass.
Right. That was very insensitive. I feel triggered right now. I feel triggered.
I don't think he's taking a breath since we started.
Okay.
I feel triggered.
He's triggered.
Right, because, you know, I only have one eye.
Does that mean you're a horse?
Yeah,
and basically. Roy Rogers rode you?
Maybe he's got to vibrate.
Oh, y'all, did I tell you that when I was in Fort Worth, Texas, they had the Roy Rogers experience?
No.
They did. It was.
Did you get to see Dale Evans?
I'm not sure. I didn't go in. I just saw it, but it looked like there was a cover charge or some sort of entrance.
Were there happy trails to you?
Playing outside, yes.
Oh,
so, yeah, young Nick, everybody over there at the villa is dressed like it is 5 below 0, except for Big Fatty. They are bundled up in hoodies and I do have on a long sleeve t-shirt, but that's because when I left the house, it was 40 degrees this morning and I've slept the rest of the day.
Now, since we met last time, we've had a whole week of the everybody keeps saying, I don't like this daylight saving time. Well, this is not daylight saving time. This is standard time now.
Correct.
And so are you enjoying the standard time?
I absolutely still hate it as much as I did last week because, you know, and especially because I worked until about, I would say all week. I worked until maybe 6 o'clock, except for Friday when I worked until like 11 o'clock. But it was dark. It was dark when I went to work. Well, that's not true. The sun was coming up as I was leaving for work, and it was dark when I got home. So, no, I don't like it.
But if you were working till 6 o'clock, it was probably getting dark then on daylight saving time.
Not really. I guess near the very end it was. But yeah, like it was pitch black dark. And y'all, how do you know you're old? Big Fatty, you'll appreciate this. Another coal miner had an incident. One of our coal mine coworkers had an incident. So he couldn't be there to do his job. So we had to move tables and chairs and stuff. But yeah, until like 9:30 at night. Now, I wasn't going to stay there until then do it. So I came home about 5:30 that day probably and said, I'll meet y'all back at 8:30. And they said, okay. Y'all, I had to leave the house about 8:15 to go back to the coal mine. It felt like I was leaving at 2 in the morning to go somewhere. Exactly. I haven't driven to the coal mine in the dark in a year. Actually, 2 years because COVID. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it all looked different. It was like I was in a different country driving. Right. I was shocked. Shocked. Shocked.
Shocked. Shocked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Almost to the point of electrocution.
I'd like to electrocute a few people.
Oh, y'all. I can think of who they are.
But I know, because you've heard the stories.
I know.
Right, right.
Y'all. Well, and if you couldn't electrocute them, you just punch them in the face.
Right. Every time they speak. Every time they speak, I amend that we punch them in the face, or I motion that we punch them in the face.
Right.
Sounds great to me. And so, no, that's not who I was talking about. Yeah, no.
I know who.
You do know. Y'all, all I got to say is there's not much hope for the youth entering the workforce today.
Okay.
Not much hope. It's not looking good for them, but you know what is looking good?
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that time again where we play the game. Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell him if they're dead or alive, and more importantly, why we know them.
Right. All right, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna need help from the peanut gallery, so just yell out the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sally Clark.
Sally Clark. I'm waiting on the peanut gallery. Sally Clark. Sally is dead.
And we would know Sally from?
Sally, you didn't really know her all that well. She was Dick Clark's wife.
Ah, Sally Clark, mm-hmm. Dick Clark's wife. Well, yeah. Sally Clark, more commonly known as Petula Clark, was born on this day, and she is best known for the song Downtown. And she is alive.
Really? I didn't know Petula Clark.
Yeah, well, that's what it says. So
we've proven anyway, that's not always accurate.
Right, right. Joseph Wapner.
Joe Wapner. He's long since gone to glory, y'all. He was he invented the watt, so we could calculate electricity.
He invented the watt. Joseph Wapner is indeed dead.
Okay.
And he was an American judge and hosted the People's Court.
And did he also invent the watt, the measure of electricity?
No, because it was Wapner, not Watt.
Well, if you had said Wapner, I would have actually gotten that one.
I said Wapner. Oh. All right. Y'all, by the way, today is Mrs. Lauren's birthday. And this one, in honor of Mrs. Lauren's birthday, William Herschel.
William Herschel. Bill Herschel.
Bill Herschel.
Mm-hmm. William Herschel is the, inventor, the creator. Creator is the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Of the Herschel's candies.
Herschel's candies.
Yeah, you often give them alive. Dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is dead.
Okay.
You're correct. William Herschel was a German-British astronomer and he discovered Uranus.
Mm-hmm. How appropriate that that is in honor of Miss La 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 Lauren.
Mrs. Lauren.
It's going to take years to get used to that. Uh huh.
Okay.
It's going to take.
We did get a little reaction from the peanut gallery.
If only they could hear more than a one sided conversation. We're going to have to set you up with some sort of monitoring speakers or something there in the villa, so they can actually.
Oh my God,
so they
they're
can
still giggly.
I know they're such giggly little ones. They're so just adorable over there.
Did you want one more for the crema season?
I feel like that's appropriate.
Okay, Beverly D'Angelo.
I mean, Beverly D'Angelo is alive, and you would know Beverly.
How would we know her?
Well, I don't think you would, but she was my college roommate's mother.
Yes. Well, you're very, very, you're right there, you know, 7 degrees from Kevin Bacon or something, or Book of Bacon, but,
more appropriate.
Beverly D'Angelo was in the National Lampoon Vacation movies, and
she was the mom.
Excuse me. Saturday night was the first showing of Crema Vacation.
Really?
Yes.
I thought we didn't officially show that until Thanksgiving night on ABC.
Well, I can assure you that it recorded on the VRC last night.
Okay.
The mother.
She was the mother. Yeah. Yeah. I should have known that because
By the way, speaking of that, I was shopping on the Kohl's site today and looking at Crema stuff and everything, and I went over to the I don't know where I think I went to the Betsy site or whatever it's called,
Betsy.
And where people do the crafts and everything.
That's the Betsy D'Angelo site.
You know how they all have these signs that you put out, you know, Santa stops here. Oh, ho, ho, ho from the BFO. With one I almost ordered for the old gal out there in Walnut Hills.
Mm-hmm.
It sits on the back of the turlet and it says shitters full.
Clever. Now you do have the moose antler eggnog glasses still, don't you?
Do what?
You do still have your moose antler eggnog glasses, I hope.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just checking because you know we all have to have those.
Yes. These are the small ones though.
Oh, right. You don't have the for real ones. Y'all, they've got them at Home Goods, or they did the other day when I was in there, and I almost bought another set, but it didn't because I'm cheap and I'm on a budget these days. So, yeah. Oh. Now, Big Fatty, do you have big plans coming up? You know, we've got one more week until the Spanksgiving.
Yes. By the way, have you ordered your Spanksgiving bird?
That has been procured, but not by me. I am not cooking the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I'm just
are you it. Going to Hatville?
I am going to Hatville, but I'm only going for the day, I believe. So,
that's all you ever go for.
Right. Things are a little difficult right now.
Well, sometimes if Thanksgiving falls on a Saturday,
right,
then you stay Sunday to eat the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, when it falls on a Saturday, I always stay.
Yeah,
that night it's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Good. Y'all, know there's some sad news up at Hatville. I talked to the Hatterina last Monday and we're just chatting and she said, "Well, I've got some bad news." And she led with your father and was like, "Oh dear God." And I was like, you know, thinking that, you know, something had happened to the hat and she'd just forgotten to tell me. But y'all, he let his 16-year-old lab out to go TT on Sunday last Sunday and it walked away and didn't come back. And, you know, gone on to glory until Friday when they found it curled up sleeping in the barn. And so there's been a lot of drama at Hatville trying to nurse the dog back to health.
Is the dog still alive?
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I was like, okay. And she's like, it's going to be a difficult Thanksgiving. I was like, I guess.
Is Aunt Bethany bringing dog treats?
I think that's what everyone's expected to bring. I don't know. I was like, I don't know what did. I mean, you know, I felt guilty because if it were any other week, I would have gone up there to help them look.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously could not leave the coal mine this week for that. And,
well, everybody else does.
Well, actually, closer to fact than you know. I mean, Larry Cly had to go walk his mother's goldfish.
Okay.
And so, but
you talking in the background.
It's that's what happens when you have a live studio.
Just mumbles.
Right? Yeah,
mumbles.
But yeah, so I couldn't leave. But y'all, I felt bad because you know the hats are old and they can't just like trump up in the woods. And I could have done some of that, but anyway, felt bad. But happy to know that Miss P is back. Lounging in the living room on her bed, being luxurious.
Oh, I didn't know it was Miss P.
Oh, yeah, it's Miss P, as opposed to the Chaco.
As opposed to Miss, what was her name?
Rascal.
That's dead. Miss Rascal, yes.
Miss Rascal.
By the way, did Miss Rascal have a rascal?
No, but y'all, my friend Ed's got one.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the G'day's this year. If anyone wants to go, we're staying at the Host Hotel. Well, we have rooms booked at the Host Hotel and the One Mighty Weekend Hotel until we decide which one we're going to do. But I think it's the last time he's going to get to go. So he asked if I would drive him down. So we're going to take his Chrysler Pacifica and we're going to.
Oh, I thought you were going to drive down on the Rascal.
Well, we might. Actually, we could. I could ride on the back. It's a two-seater, yeah. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And take us a little while, but yeah. So
well,
we
leave now. You'll be there.
Oh yeah, by June 6th
well,
or whatever.
You've got
it is.
The vacation time.
Correct. Basically, I'm done working for the year, y'all. Had a little
you know
incident this week at the coal mine with a little project.
Did you shit your pants while you were trying to run a marathon?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
Did someone in the room shit their pants recently?
No, but there was a lady that here. Let me just pull up the. Let me just pull up the article here. It's woman who pooped her pants halfway through the marathon, ran with it in her shorts until she crossed the finish line.
And then she dumped it out.
And achieved a personal goal. I guess the personal goal was to
cross the finish line with
would you like me to just read it to you?
No.
Her name was Tamara.
Oh, is this my Aunt Tamara?
Tamara's digestive tract is a well-oiled machine. Whenever she has a race,
so are her pants
day,
now.
Her bowels automatically clear before she hits the road. Nothing was different the day of the Mountains 2 Beach Marathon, her sixth race of the 26.2-mile distance in 2018. And yet, halfway through the race, she realized she needed to go again. How she handled the urge was unusual by pooping her pants. Again, a perfect story for Miss Lauren's birthday.
Or now, is she going to guest host on the BFO with you this week?
No, but we need to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But she believes it served her well. She ended up achieving a personal record as well as legend status in her running circles after having her first child. Was fueled by a new mom energy. Some runners say they've become faster after giving birth. Training was going really well. I knew I was in good shape. Okay. Anyway, at mile 13 or 14, she realized she needed to go to the bathroom, but she didn't want to lose physical or mental momentum by stopping, nor did she want one pit stop. She thought, I don't know if it's possible to poop while running, but I'm going to give it a try. I didn't want one poop to mess it all up. So without stopping, shit herself.
Who can argue with that logic?
And in the built-in underwear in her shorts, she didn't give it. She says that she didn't give a shit if anyone noticed. Anyway, after she crossed the finish line, she was in medical tent. Maybe
wife and cleaned up in a porta potty.
And then accepted her award and shook someone's hand.
And I guess she got the shit stain award or something.
Probably. Yeah, I really think she'd be a good guest host.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Did you want to take this one?
It's too easy. It's too easy.
It really is too easy.
I bet she wishes she had that. She had that bidet right about now.
Yeah, she could have used a bidet. Okay.